Welcome to John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass. John is the founder and CEO of Image Group International, an award-winning image consulting and personal branding pioneer established in 1989. This podcast will bring you old-school wisdom, inspiring ideas, strategies, and hacks for the new tech world. Here you will learn everything about personal branding, the system, the techniques, and the right mindset to have a successful personal brand, image, and reputation.
Hello, folks. Today I will explain to you how the Great Resignation can help you repurpose your personal brand. First, let's understand what is the Great Resignation. The term was coined in the late 2020 by a Texas University professor. His name was Anthony Klotz, in response to two developments that said collided like a perfect storm: growing quit rates and the burnout and rethinking of work-life balance that followed COVID. The big one around that is, of course, that people, especially after COVID right now, are looking at new opportunities and a new way of being moving forward. Of course, Australia's exact situation might not be the same as the US and other countries, but certainly there is a lot of movement in that space as well. And of course, from my own personal experience, a lot of companies are also sharing similar. Also, a recent UK survey of 6,000 employees by recruitment company Randstad showed that 1 in 4 people are planning to quit their jobs in the next 3 months. But the thing is this, according to the most recent study by McKinsey and Company, employers still do not fully understand why their employees are leaving. And as I've mentioned previously, there's also the Australian Great Resignation is a myth story, that there is obviously not the exact movement as happening overseas. But nevertheless, as I mentioned earlier, my experience clearly shows that a lot of companies are certainly experienced this already and are expecting it to increase dramatically into the new year. So let me share with you my view. Organizations and leaders that take the time to learn why many employees are quitting will have an edge in attracting new talent and retaining their best talent. And the reasons are varied, but some of the common ones are certainly COVID, vaccinations, mandates, some their age. Of course, another one is working from home, reluctant to return to the office, and also a new purpose. Something more. People are looking for something more. And of course, COVID, you know, one of the great learning experiences from COVID has been that life is too short. So basically, with, you know, all the dangers and the health dangers and the fear of dying and feeling ill and so on, of course, people have taken the opportunity in this time of crisis to get more pensive and start to get a little bit more deeper with themselves. I think that's a major reason that, and probably a reason that at times might be underplayed, but certainly would be on a deeper level, I think, important for a lot of people. The Great Resignation also creating the changing workforce. And of course, people also come to the position where they want to spend more time with family. So workers are certainly looking to earn more from the perspective of starting their own businesses as well. And of course, you know, have the flexibility and freedom to do their own thing. So I can see a big opportunity for growth in entrepreneurship and of course, startups and small business. So I think the times are definitely good from that perspective, because a lot of people are realizing also, you know, it's about taking charge of my own life and maybe doing my own thing. One of the best outcomes with this Great Resignation is to create a culture of trust in the company. Trust is at all-time low. The 2021 Edelman Trust Barometer says that business now is the most trusted of all institutions, ahead of NGOs, government, and the media. And that's fairly extraordinary, because obviously business is going to be taking the front foot here in leading a lot of new opportunities previously might have been left to others, including government. So business has got the perfect opportunity right now to reset from the perspective of taking the bull by the horns and, you know, and selling something beyond just their product. maybe also, you know, putting their purpose on the front foot and taking responsibility that, you know, beyond just their products, there's something a lot bigger, and that might also mean the community. The great resignation opportunities will be about assessing existing employees, you know, identifying strengths and blind spots in your team. Also, of course, the environment, where they're going to be working, you know, and differentiators. Like, for instance, you know, what makes my people so different? You know, personal brand and corporate brand comes into play here big time. And of course, reevaluating and communicating with your stakeholders what you stand for. Clients love that, community loves that, and of course, from a community social responsibility, this is a very important part because it actually links to values. And that's what I'm going to be sharing with you next. So it's necessary to rethink the values of the company. So it's a perfect time to repurpose your company brand. And what does repurposing mean? Well, repurposing your personal values also with your company values and brand will create an integration. You get clear on what they are first, get purposeful, and then you live your mission. As I mentioned earlier, life is too short to be stuck in a job you despise. And certainly, I think a lot of employees are looking at that and saying, hey, you know, this is the perfect opportunity to reposition myself. Why not do it with a company that really cares? Some of those needs will need to be met because, as we all know, money at a company will only hold you there for so long. And that's where the concept of, you know, your personal values, your purpose, and of course your mission is all so important in the new world that we're living in. You may say to me, okay, John, I get it. I understand why you should rethink your company values, but why should I also reconsider into repurposing my personal brand? Well, as everything, things become tired, things become stale. Things become what I would call dated. So the first thing I would be looking at is, you know, ask questions and get clear. Is it fresh? Is the brand purposeful? Is it adventurous? Is it curious? Is it attractive? If it's not, make it fresh, make it purposeful, make it adventurous, make it curious, and make it attractive. Life does not just happen. It's up to us to make it happen. Repurpose your life to live your truth, not someone else's. And that includes, of course, your company brand. Remember this, the future is unpredictable. So taking charge of your life, your values, and your purpose is essential to create authentic authority. Why? Because authentic authority is a rare thing today in the fake news world. Authentic authority is a trust in your personal power, i.e. your personal brand. Authentic authority is an influence attractor. It's an influence builder. Authentic authority has been recognized as valuable. Authentic authority leverages connections and networks. It gets people to come to get to know you because you are an attractive product in the marketplace. You're not a commodity. You're a highly valued brand. Okay, folks, we've come to the end of the show. As always, I'm going to kindly ask you to subscribe to the podcast on the platform that you're listening to. So every time you have a new episode, you will be notified. I hope you liked this episode. To learn more how I can help you create a culture of trust and effective collaboration, please email me directly. The email is on the description of the episode. If you liked this episode, please share it with your friends, family, and colleagues. You can also share it on your social media. You can follow me on Twitter at John_Michael, on LinkedIn as John Michael. I thank you all. I look forward to seeing you next week, and I wish you abundance in all you do. Cheers.
John Michael's Personal Branding Masterclass podcast is sponsored by Image Group International, a global team of practical, digitally savvy personal brand and image strategists based in Australia, committed to maximizing your impact, influence, and authority in the business world. To learn more and apply for your personal coaching, seminars, and group workshops, please visit imagegroup.com.au or call 1-800-631-311.